All right, again, thank God for you, and glad that you have tuned in or come on the line tonight. And I am excited because the Word of God is true, and it's quick, and it's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And I thank the Lord that He had me in mind. He had you in mind. Praise God. So I mean, we are a blessed people serving a blessed God. All right, tonight I'm going to be talking very, very, very simple topic, but yet very powerful, thought-provoking. And tonight we want to talk about make room for Jesus. Yes, you heard me right. Make room for Jesus. Think about it. In the natural, maybe when you have a friend that said they're going to come and visit with you, maybe you haven't seen them in years and they come from out of town. Well, we go through great lengths to make sure the house is clean, make sure that you know, everything is in its place, its own particular place, and we want to make sure, and in so many words, we sort of roll out the red carpet treatment. I mean, we just make sure that our guests will be well taken care of and feel that warm hospitality. We not only clean the house, we clean the mirrors, and you know, we just want to have a good reflection. We want that person to have a good impression. I mean, we'll pick up clothes that normally would have stayed in a pile, or we'll spray air freshener, and we'll put on our best clothes and just be at our best to entertain our guests that are coming to our home. That's in the natural. But look at this in the spiritual. The topic again is make room for Jesus. You know, we talked about cleaning the house, make sure that's all. You know, we don't have to worry about that when we come to Jesus, because Jesus will cleanse us from all sin and all iniquity. Jesus had us in mind. Praise God. I thank God for that, that he suffered for us, that we may have a right to the tree of life. So he's made the way already for us. He was wounded for our transgressions, and then Jesus was bruised for our iniquities. So that's the cleaning up part. He cleans us up. Make room for him. He knows how to make every crooked place straight. And then we try to clean ourselves up and make ourselves look good under. But with Jesus, Jesus will sanctify us. As the scripture says in 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and 24, it says the God of peace will come in unto us and sanctify us holy, and that's spelled W-H-O-L-L-Y. Listen, we're gonna be kind of reading several scriptures, but I have to turn to that scripture so that you can know exactly what the scripture says, and that's important. So I'm gonna turn to ask you if you want to. I hope that you have your pen and pencil or your paper that you can jot these scriptures down. But I want to read this. Talking about 5 and 23 in 1 Thessalonians 5. He says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God, your whole spirit and your soul and your body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calls you, who also will do it. In other words, God has a way that he will prepare us. Dude, he is the God of peace, that he will sanctify us. So when we look at the natural, how we're cleaning and straightening up and doing this in the natural, but Jesus already prepared the way for us. And then the God of peace comes in and cleanses us. Make room for Jesus. Praise God. And then in Psalms, talking about further cleaning, Psalms 119, 9 through 16. I have to read that to to you. Psalms 119. And I'm turning as I'm talking here now. Psalms 119, 9 through 16. This is what it says. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? It's asking the question, then it says, by taking heed thereunto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. I don't want to go far from your word. The word have I hid in my heart. This is what David is saying. Thy word, God, have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. And blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes, and I will not forget thy word. I'm going to say it again. I will not forget thy word. Why? It's because David says, look, I will meditate on you day and night. And not only that, I've hid your word. Any time I need the word is there. That's why it's so important to read the word and meditate on it and think on it and let that word take root in your very soul. Make room for Jesus. The Bible tells us, let God's word wash our minds. Our minds are cleansed through the word of God. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. That's what Paul is saying in Romans, that that's what we can do. When we present ourselves holy and acceptable unto him, and when we give our mind, soul, and body, and spirit to him, the Bible says, I just read, that the very God of peace will come in and sanctify us, cleanse us wholly. W-H-O-L-L-Y, meaning the whole man, the body, soul, and spirit. Amen, somebody. Amen. Glory to God. But we need to make room for Jesus. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that. This is what I mean about it. In simple, layman terms, make room for Jesus. Yes, he's always present. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. But what I am talking about tonight, making room for Jesus, that means making time for him. Invite Jesus into your space. Right where you can understand. I'm breaking this down where a little child can understand that. Invite him to come into your heart even the more. And learn of him. Set before in his presence. Just, in other words, be intentional about your service and your communion with the Lord. Be intentional on purpose about the time, setting time aside that, Lord, I spend this time with you and communing with God. You know, our Pastor Smith used to say to us years ago, in fact, he told the whole church this. He says, never get so busy working for God that you neglect to spend the time communing with God. Oh, that makes so much perfect sense. Some people think, oh, because I'm busy, I got to go here, and I got to preach here, and I got to do this, I'm going across here, and I'm going overseas, and I'm going to do this, dot, 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 dot. But if we never take the time to come aside and allow the Holy Spirit to refresh us, allow the Spirit to remind us and speak to our spirit, and what would we have in terms of direction? What would we have in terms of timing? Timing is very important. Where would we know where to go, how to, what to say? My God, if we didn't take the time to spend with him. And see, when we take that special time and we allow him, intentionally allow him into our space, because he's not going to knock your door down. He's not going to do that. But we need to, we set ourselves up to hear from God. We don't want to be say, Lord, and give me this and give me that. And Lord, I need you to do this. And then I want you to go across town and do this. And then, Lord, I need this. And then my bank account is low. And Lord, I want you to heal me, dot, 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 dot. No. It's not that all the time. It's just being in his presence. Sometimes I have a spot I like to go and a place I like to go, quiet time. I happen to be a morning person, and I love spending time with God in the morning. And I sit there. Sometimes I say, Lord, I just want to sit in your presence. I just want to be quiet and be still. The word tells us, be still and know that I am God. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Make room for him. The Lord is waiting for our sacrificial worship. He's waiting for our praise. Oh, yes, he is. Glory to God. I want to read again Psalms 95. I'm going to try to turn to this quickly. Psalms 95, 1 through 8. Praise God. Talking about making room for him. And when you hear his voice, we don't want to harden our heart. Let me read that. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Why? Because for the Lord is a great God, and he's a great king above all gods. And in his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. In other words, when your fathers were tempted and reproved him, they saw his work. They saw the work. So in other words, when you hear, because you hear the voice of God, when you feel the wooing of the Holy Spirit, when you can sense the tugging of the Holy Spirit at your heart, don't harden, don't turn a deaf ear to that. Just come before his presence, as the scripture says, with singing and rejoicing and thanksgiving, giving him thanks for how good he is. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. In Jeremiah 29:13, it says, look, seek me, he says, with all your heart. Don't hold back anything. Let go and let God. Worship him in spirit and in truth. That's what the scripture says. They that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. The scripture that we read for the month of August, it talked about how we have to worship God in spirit, because the spirit knows and searches the deep things of God. The spirit knows the mind of God. And then whereas a carnal man, a natural man, cannot receive the things of God. Where does that come from? From entertaining God, making intentional time. See, we're living in the time now, in this day and time, you're going to have the word on the inside. Because, see, the enemy, he's out to destroy. He's not playing games. But guess what? Neither are we. I am not playing games. I mean business with God all the way. You're going to need to have the word, that word, instantly. You won't have time to wait till I get to service. Oh, where's that tape? Or whatever. Yet that word needs to be on the inside, that you, with at a moment's notice, that you can pull your sword out, or you can refer to what thus saith the Lord. Amen, somebody. Amen. So we will seek God with our whole heart, and we will enter in his gates, as I said, with thanksgiving, and enter his courts with praise. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you all tonight to invite Jesus into your space, invite him in, entertain him. Hallelujah. Make his heart glad. How do you do that? Giving him the praise. Why? Because he deserves the praise. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. Amen. But we know the Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people. So I want to encourage you, even starting from tonight on, if you don't make intentional time, if you're not doing that intentionally, say, God, I'm going to turn this TV off for right now. I'm turning off my cell phone for 15, 20 minutes, and I just need to spend time with God. It's important. It's important because we need the covering of God. We need his word. The Bible tells us to hide that word in our heart. Praise God. The Bible tells us to seek him while he may be found. Hallelujah. Call upon the Lord. Hallelujah. And he says, that day you seek me with your whole heart, he says, then you will find me. I will be found of you. Hallelujah. He already knows our heart. He already knows our thoughts even before we think him. So why not invite and learn more about him and learn about his goodness, learn about his everlasting tender mercies that are brand new each and every day. Learn about him as being a Yahweh, which was the name in the Old Testament time, which was God's highest name. Invite Yahweh into your space. Oh, yes, know him, learn him as Adonai, meaning he's a God that's powerful, a powerful ruler. We don't have to worry about the way that things are being down now as far as the voting and who's going to be the next president and so forth. God is still in control. Hallelujah, someone. God is still in control. The heart of the king is still in the hands of God. He's not going to go but so far. My God, because God has a wall of protection around his people because his word says so. That's what the word says. See, the weapon, it will be formed, but the weapon of the enemy will not prosper. That's the word of God. So invite, get to know Elohim. He's the God that's strong. Hallelujah. He's strong and mighty. Praise God. El Shaddai. Invite that God that's almighty, all-knowing. He's the Alpha and the Beginning. And Omega. He's the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn. There you go again. Learn of me. How are we going to learn if taking time to spend with him? Pastor asks all of us, when we come to service, because he's going to be teaching on a particular subject, that you're going to need to write down the scriptures. When you come, bring your pad, bring your pen, hallelujah, and so you can write it down. You can go back and meditate on that scripture. Praise God. These things are important. Oh, yes, they are. Praise God. I want to read. There was one more scripture I had wanted to read that was in. Well, maybe I don't have that right now in Revelation, but nevertheless, we want to cleanse our ways, present ourselves before you, and just humble ourselves. Make room for Jesus. Hallelujah. Take that time to worship him in spirit and in truth. Take the time to learn your purpose in God. Believe it. God has a particular purpose for every single one of us. Perhaps you don't have a pulpit ministry, but every born-again believer is a minister of his. How do you know that? It's because if God has done anything for you, we ought to be more than willing to tell somebody, tell someone about the goodness of the Lord. Tell him how faithful he is. Just before I got on the line tonight, I text someone, and I know they had a property in Tampa, Florida. And I text them, and I says, was your property affected by this storm? the person wrote back to me and says, no, it was not. In fact, God caused that storm to go the other way. The property is still intact. See, God is good. We have promises. There are benefits of serving the Lord because he's just good anyhow. He's just good. The fact that you and I, we have the promise of eternal life. That's enough right there to give God thanks. Thinking that he has made us royal priesthood. He says, you are peculiar people, but you are royal priesthood. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Make room for Jesus. Invite him in to your space. God bless you. That's the word for tonight. Take the time. Only you can do that. He says, behold, he stand at the door and knock. And if any man would open up unto him, he said, I'll come in and sup with you. Maybe I'll eat with you and you with me. In other words, I will have fellowship with you and you can have fellowship with me. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Make room for Jesus. Glory to God. We're going to have a prayer now. And again, there's several names here on the prayer list. And so each one of these names I include here, including every one of you that are on this line, praise God, we are praying. We're going to be praying for Alfonia Trent. God blessed him to receive a new heart. Praise God. And we are praying that God will continue to heal his body. We're praying for Sister Abby Dixon. There's continual prayer for Brother Michael Bolden. We are continually in prayer for Brother Jamar Woodson, Sister Virginia Monroe, Brother Ernest Dabney, Brother David Sims, Sister Doris Dorsey, our own Sister Nikki Doyle, Sister Christina Williams, Sister Fancy Goff, and then this 3-year-old Jada, who is in ICU having heart issues. My God, 3 years old. We are also continue prayer for Deacon Robert and Sister Shirley Cooper. Or we pray continuously for our church mother, Mother Dolores Liggins, for our church father, Deacon Walter Brown. We continue to pray for our pastor, for the ministers, for the not only the our church, for the men and women of God all over the world, for our missionaries that are in remote areas, that we will lift up, we'll lift up the praise before God and intercede on their behalf. Let's pray. Our God, we thank you for your goodness. Yes, Lord, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. God, we praise you, God, because you are God. Thank you for being our protection tonight. Thank you, Lord, for being our covering. Thank you, Father, for being our rock and our refuge. You're that high tower. You're our hope. Hallelujah, God, we thank you for being that peace unto us, that peace that surpasses all understanding. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Jesus, for sending your only begotten Son. Thank you for loving us when we were yet sinners. Father, we praise you. We give your name the praise. It's due you. Father, we praise you for your word tonight. Because, God, we know your word will not go out and return unto you void. The Lord, that word will accomplish. It will accomplish what you have intended for it to do. Father, I thank you that every person on this line that hear your word, that they don't harden their heart, but they're open their heart. They will humble themselves and say, yes, Jesus, come into me. Help me to learn more of you. I send you the assurance that Jesus will do just that. Father, I praise you for the ministering angels, Father, that even that just rest upon every person on this line and even everyone that's connected with these people, every family member, Father, every acquaintance, God, Father, that even so that your word was yet working through us. Hallelujah. It's working out every situation. God, it's working out, Lord, the every bad habit that we may have. It's working out that God, that you are knowing that we are made. We're your sheep, God. You are our shepherd. You are that good shepherd, Lord. Father, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you for making intercession for us. We thank you for this word you sent tonight. We will make room for you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will look to the hills from which comes our help. Every bit of our help, Lord, it comes from you, Lord. Father, I thank you, God, for your healing virtue. God, send your word and heal. God, based on the names that we've called and every name that person that's represented on this line, their home, their household, hallelujah. God, that needs healing, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth healing. We call it forth right now. Lord God, that we will have that testimony that I was sick, but now am I well. Father, thank you for remembering us. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, Lord. Lord God, because you're doing a new thing in our lives. Father, I thank you, God, that you will elevate us. You will take us to the next level in you. Father, I want to thank you right now that you are placing a hunger and a thirst after righteousness in every heart, everyone that's listening to my voice. Hallelujah. Praise God, because it's not I, but it's your Holy Ghost. It's your Holy Spirit that's quickening the word, that's touching the hearts of the men and women. Even as I pray, we are praying tonight. God, it's more than two or three of us on this line. So therefore, God, we know that you are in the midst to bless the needed one. Hallelujah. Father, I pray, God, continuously, God, for the work of the Lord, hallelujah, that we will abound always, that we will be steadfast, that we will be unmovable, always abounding in your word, God. Father, I praise you, God, that we will encourage one another, we will pray for one another, that we will lift each other up, Father. Oh, my God, that we're not here to tear folks down, but we are here to build you up. We are here to tell you the truth. Hallelujah. We thank you for your truth. For your word said, know the truth, and the truth will make us free. So we bless you, Lord. We will bless your name at all times. Your praise shall continually be in our mouth. Father, we pray for our young people, Lord. We want to bless you, Lord, how you are sending them into the church. That God, that you have blessed us, God, that we are able to minister. They have people to minister to them. Father, we ask that you would keep them covered under your blood, God, even as they go to school, Father, as they go in the workplace, God, cover them, Father, and we rebuke the enemy that would try to snatch your life. We say that you are a liar. The blood of Jesus is against you. Father, I ask that you would cover them, be their protection, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray for the two candidates that are going to be baptized. Father, let your word be planted deeply in them, God. Oh, God, that they will ever know, God, the fear of the Lord. That means to reverence you, that they will always have a heart after you, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. We praise you, God, that we are able to sow a seed. We can sow a seed of faith, God. We can sow that your word, God, into them, God. Even tonight, God, as I have sown your word into the hearts and of every believer that's listening on this line, as I have sown it, as you have given it to me, God, we've planted the seed tonight, God, hallelujah, we planted a faith seed, God, now bless us, God, bless everyone to walk out their faith, to live out their faith, God, and help us to watch and have expectation for what your word will do. Father, we thank you, Lord, because you are God who watches over your own word to perform it, God. Father, I thank you, that you are not a man that you should lie. Not are you the son of man that you should repent. But if you said it, it's going to happen. If you spoke it, it will come to pass. For that we say thank you. We glorify you, Father. Bless our ministers all over the world, the ministers and the pastors and the teachers and the preachers and the apostles, evangelists, God. Move, God. Send revival, oh God, like never before, God. Move on the hearts of the all the men and women that you have called to in this fivefold ministry, that they will speak the word boldly, instant, in season and out of season, in the name of Jesus, young and old, you're old and young. Use them, my God, to your will, to your purpose, God, that you, God, will raise up a remnant, you will raise up people, God, that will not take down, that will stand, that will stand upon your promises, oh God, that us, God, truly be the lights of the world. Let us, God, have salt in the name of Jesus. Let us keep the oil of the Holy Ghost in our lamps and keep our lamps burning bright for you each and every day, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we want to thank you, Lord. God, I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, we're praying, Father, for the victims, Lord, in this storm, Adalia, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Satan, we rebuke you. We rebuke the plans that for you that want to get into that storm and destroy the people. But God, we rebuke the enemy. Father, I ask that you protect them. Build walls of fire around your people. Protect the folks, God. Protect their businesses. God, you know all about it, Lord. We speak to that wind and have it go back out to the sea. We speak in the name of Jesus. You know, God, the hearts of the men and the women and the children, God, that need you, Father. Protect them, God, in Jesus' name. You're able to do it. Hallelujah. So the enemy will not have the upper hand. We rebuke the adversary that we're trying to disrupt. But God, we know that no weapon that's formed against us shall be able to prosper, God. We love you tonight, and we expect to receive just like we believe. We thank you, God. We're able to release most holy faith for you to bring it to pass. We have spoken in faith, in nothing doubting, nothing wavering, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask that you protect that all the truck drivers, God, all over the land. Hallelujah. Protect them, God. Keep your arms of protection around. Lead and guide them, God. Oh, my God. Angels protect them. Protect other people around them and them around other folks, God. You're able, God. We've sent forth a word. We're planting the seed right now. Hallelujah. God, protect them. Oh, God, even in our vehicles, Lord, we send you, we send the word, or even as you're covering and covering over all that we have, covering over our home, covering over our vehicles, God, in the name of Jesus, that we arrive safely at our destination and come back home safely, God, order our steps in your word, order it, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we believe you, and we receive your word, we love you tonight, hallelujah, we will bless you, Lord, with our whole heart. We will serve you with our whole heart, God. Hallelujah, Father. And we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this space that we can come together and pray and seek your face. We thank you for all the names on this prayer list, God. Oh, God, and remember Sister Betty Ann Davis. But oh, God, there's many other names, God, that we could call on here. God, we just ask that you continue to bless them, God. God, remember Reverend Anderson. Strengthen her, Father, in Jesus' name, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, remember my sister Denise and her family. Bless them, God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Minister Nina Patton, strengthen her. God, she's always encouraging other folks. Strengthen her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we will bless you, and we thank you for the answer. We worship you tonight in spirit and in truth. And Father, we believe it, and we receive it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Praise God. Are we in agreement with this prayer? Let's give God a praise. Let's give God a praise. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Lord, we will make room. Somebody say, Lord, we will make room for you. Glory to God. Oh, yes. We will make room for you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise you. We thank you for a fresh word tonight. We thank you for the anointing. Hallelujah. We bless you at all times. We thank you, God. We thank you for your healing virtue that's going out even tonight. Right now, God, we thank you for it, God. We will bless you, Lord, and we praise you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, the time has come and gone. How quickly it goes, but I thank God. Again, we had this opportunity to share a word. Hallelujah. Just a simple word, but a powerful word. Make room for Jesus. We'll never regret that. And we praise God for you. Thank you again for calling in to the Dream Team prayer line. Keep us in your prayers. Remember to invite someone. Give someone this number. Invite them to come on the line and be blessed like you are being blessed. Amen. Yes. Sow that seed of faith. Sow it into them. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord will be glorified. So we love you. Pastor loves you. And I pray that you continue to be blessed and keep looking to the hills from which comes our help. Every bit of our help, it comes from the Lord. So God bless you. Have a wonderful night and good night.
Good night.